You come from Prickwood all the way from Shippy Hill way.
So you were born at Shippy Hill, were you?
No, yes, yeah, you're right then.
Yeah?
Yeah, right again in the pub nearly.
I know it, yeah.
There's a real good boy in the pub, down at Bedford Wall.
Yeah.
Green got it now, I was born down that drove a little way. 73, well, 1873 quite, but...
So what school did you go to?
I went Shippy Hill, Burn Fen they call it.
Burn Fen?
Well, that's on the corner now.
Yeah, on the sharp
corner.
Bend.
Yeah, and then I went I never went there first, I went to Barton Mills for a start.
Oh,
yeah. Then we went to Kenny Hill, then Shippy Hill, then Prickwiller. I finished up there a little while.
So how old were you when you left school?
14. I got a job down there, and then the old man come at me, what used to bike round school attendance.
Tell us a bit what it was like living up at Folly Farm, because you went to Folly Farm first,
that's 6 years ago yesterday.
Yeah. Well, how do you get to school in the winter time?
Walked there, but through John Brown's farm there. Mm-hmm. There was a footpath round, across there, you've cut a bit off, you see.
It would be just over a mile to the school, wouldn't it?
Well, that's more than a mile down the bottom there. Marvel.
Yeah.
A couple of more at the Prickwiller area, you see. Mm-hmm. We weren't down there only about 6 months. Well, we met in February and come away from there in October, so...
How many were there of you then?
What, when?
How many children then in the family?
Well, Tommy was born down there, so there'd be four of us born.
Yeah.
Four went to school.
Yeah.
See, my sister's 66, so she'd be a gone. Yeah. We all were, four of us born.
Can you remember the name?
There was more than us.
Can you remember the name of your teacher? Can you remember the name of any of the teachers here?
Well, here, Craddock.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma Gayton.
Oh, yeah.
What, lived here?
Yes, that's right. She built the bungalow.
What's her name? Reg Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Did you like school?
Well, I never learnt nothing. I left in nothing.
Don't you reckon?
I couldn't read, nor write, nor tell the time I left.
But you could work on a farm, right?
Yeah. That was 6 days a week then. There weren't much difference in the side in the world, yeah, huh?
And now that's...
For 12 shillings, 7 till 4, get down there at 7, down just here. Down that road here, though, isn't it? Put the old farm here. Yeah, you only left off at 4 and then bike home.
So you'd be working with horses then, would you?
Horses and cattle.
How many horses did the farm have?
Well, on there, 54.
54 horses?
Yeah, there were a lot of houses down there on that farm then. There's only two left, is there? One on the farm.
And that was Frank Hyams' farm?
Frank Hyams, yeah, yes, Sir Frederick.
Right.
Yeah. And he died after we got down there.
That's right.
When we moved down there on top of it.
You were there at the funeral, weren't you? Didn't you?
Yeah,
I
went to
the
funeral.
Her?
Yeah, at the cathedral.
Right. Yes, that's right.
And I think there was 500 there, I bet. Farm labourers. Now there's about three many now, but 30 or 40.
30 or so.
That's different.
Did they have horse keepers and that?
Yeah, though? Second man. Yeah, they have a second man's and third man's if they have enough horses.
And they work different hours to you, would they, the horse keepers?
Well, they just have to get up and feed them.
Yeah.
Then they go back, they go home and unyoke, what they call unyoke them, and put them in the stable, and then the horse... While you was getting the stuff ready till 4, the chaff all in and the hay, cut the hay with a cut knife. And,
yeah. Chaff cutter? Did you have a chaff
cutter?
Yeah,
they used to go down there, hails did up here.
Yeah.
They only have a little chaff cutter on the stacks. And then they used to get the wheat when they thrashed.
Who gave you your orders? Did you have a foreman?
Did you
just sort of line up in the morning and then they told you what to do?
Yeah, when I first went down there, his name was Colin. And he lived with my uncle, what lived there, mm-hmm. when I went. Mm-hmm. He weren't married. He got married later in life. Then he left in Herbert Bedford. He went for him, and then Lawrence took over. Now Ron Green's there.
Yeah, oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
From Putney Hill Farm, the house.
Yeah, well, it's all them Hyams farms, because we lived down Brevin up with Hyams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What sort of crops were you growing then on the farm?
Beet, cook, all the same as you do.
Same
stuff. But everybody was hoeing. Now they're doing nobody at all. Yeah. They just set and let it go and cut it with a combine. You used to mow around the ground, and then you used to tie it, and then the binder would go around with the horses on.
So you were with the binder first, you didn't have
a reaper? Yeah, you'd sit on the binder, yeah.
They didn't have a reaper when you were there?
Yes, reaper, grass cutters.
Ah.
We've been having the grass cut there and then tie it behind it, the barley.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, so how many would you have on a team in the field at harvest time with a binder? You'd have one chap?
There'd be just a man. Then you'd unyoke and then there'd be another fresh lot go on, horses.
And then a team?
They didn't work all them, they used to work 7 till 7.
7 till 7?
Yeah, you see, breakfast at 9, dinner at 1 till 2, and then 4s as they called it, 4 o'clock. Then you walk about half past 6 with the horses and then so you've got all cleaned up for 7, then come home.
When did your mum pack up your dockey? Did she do that at night, or did she get up early in the morning?
In the morning or
she,
night,
she did
yeah. When we were all here, when we lived here.
Mm-hmm.
We all lived in this house here, where Ben went out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when they first built. I think they were about 50-something year old, though, but I wonder, about 20-something, I don't know. I can't tell you really, but that's a long while ago.
What did you take to drink?
Cold tea, no milk in, mm-hmm. in a bottle. And a thumb bit, you know, cut the bread off about halfway round, and that was a hunch, they called it.
Yeah.
Then you used to have a bit of butter in a hole and a bit of cheese or jam or in a cup of things like that, and then sit down on the side of the ground and eat it.
How long do you have for docky? How long do you have for
bread? 3 quarters an hour, half an hour, 3 quarters.
Is that all?
That's all. Then, ordinary day, you'd have what you call onesers. Stop 10 minutes onesers.
So you'd have 2 meals during the middle of the day, then?
Yeah, ordinary day, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Well, you'd have a little bit of snack, you see. If you weren't hungry, you didn't eat until you got home, had a good dinner. Because you used to make a lot of puddings then.
But you couldn't leave off work early or anything, could you?
Only if you asked to leave off, you could.
Yeah.
But there weren't many that... Oh, they used to leave off and go to Edie Fair, some on them. That wasn't afford it.
Ah. But that was a bit when expensive,
when we
old boys,
you could. There weren't much to chop about.
No.
When there's all on your tongue and I left school and there was another four to keep and all that money.
Yeah, so...
Well, things weren't dear.
No.
I mean, you can get a pint of fags for tuppence. Oh, you would boy.
How much was a pint of beer then?
About fourpence, I remember. Fourpence down the town, because that was different beer, still in pattern. Fourpence down there.
And that was cheaper then?
That was cheap, that was right. They so, looked at it.
So everyone went down there, did they?
Well, no, not really. If you was down that way.
Yeah.
And then that got these here free pubs are closed, you see now, what prickle are.
What a, yeah.
That
yeah.
one was a pub, and that high house here is a pub. Another one was pulled down when they built the new bridge.
Yeah.
So they've been closed about 23 or 4 years.
Did they have big harvest festivals in Prickwiller?
Well, they used to have sports every year.
Yeah? When was that?
Well, I don't know what, 1938 or 9 when they finished their sports. Because they used to run for money and do tricks. You know, run or anything.
Sack race and things
like
that.
Sack racing or high jump. What you could do, but I didn't go in for that. I went in for throwing the weight and things like that.
Throwing a weight? What was that? A 4-stone weight?
Right, yeah. I come third.
How far did you throw at that?
16 foot.
16 foot?
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose the people around here were strong because they were working on the land, weren't they?
My uncles and that, he won on what there, a big bloke gudgeon what he'd been dead long. He threw out the furthest.
Really?
About 16 foot 10, I think. They weren't much in it. That was all right. Then that packed up. I don't know why they packed up. You see the tent on there with the beer in, waiting for the railway town where we was on about. Yeah. They used to come there and used to have chops on a bit of bread. Yeah. That was all right. Now that went up there, now that's 77. A pint of beer now, steady fourpence and fivepence. Used to be a lot of people up here walking about nights, now they ain't nobody.
Tell us about the bus on Thursdays when you go to Ely? Because you said that was Bus Talk who was going to buy the shop, didn't you?
What?
Tell us about going to Ely on a Thursday. You've been going very regularly. You always go catch the bus. Tell us about you missing the bus.
Well, yeah, I missed it once in 7 years. Yeah, see, there's only one, and one aside, did you?
Yeah.
Then you, I picked head in the door, didn't I? And then I missed it. That's the first time in 7 years. Yeah.
Well, they told him, didn't they?
They told the driver, but he wouldn't stop him. No, I've been using the bus for 60 years.
That's because you were gossiping with us, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Lay down.
What do you do when you go to Ely? You get your meats, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what else do you get?
Then I go round to the bookies and have a bet on the dogs.
How much do you bet, usually?
A couple of quid.
Do you win?
Yeah, 40 or 50 pounds sometimes.
It's all right.
The track numbers, you see, that's how you deal on. And then we go to the pub. Well, they're running on a Saturday.
All day license on the Thursday.
No, well, you come home at 12:30, you ain't up there all day, you're only up there a couple of hours.
Oh.
The bus is a band, you
see.
See,
the bus come back.
Oh, I see.
You go up there at 10 at this Thursday, just before 10, you come home at 12:30, and Saturdays you go at like 9, and when I go away near about 5 or 6 minutes past 9, when I come home again at 12.
You used to tell me you used to back the favourites, and then you used to stand a good chance of winning. But is that dogs or horses?
Favourites, dogs, yeah.
The dogs, is it?
But when you do dogs, you do the track numbers. You can do the favourites.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got a forecast of either come in, 1 and 2, or 2 and 6. There's 6 dogs in a race. Look, Sandy, there was one there. They got them in the track, the third race, so I put a couple of quid on. Still reversed, 6 and 2. And one of the dogs went the other way. They voided that, you get your money back.
Really?
Yeah, you get your money back.
Oh, that's
see, they must rerun them.
Yeah. Yeah.
This here, what I'm talking about, that start at 11. So you've got, I do 3 races while I'm up there. The 12:50, I can't do that because I've got to catch a bus.
Got to catch a bus, yeah.
Well, you can do it and then track it any other time, but I don't do that on only the horses.
I was talking to an old chap several months ago, and he was telling me about cockfighting. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, shit, on the bloomin' telly one night last week in a film.
Yeah?
That was in a brilliant film, I mean, that's cruel.
Did they ever have it around here?
I can't remember that. They had a lot of things, but I've never seen cockfighting, no. No, I've seen some things. They used to have a fair here once again in the pub, swinging boats, years ago.
With swinging boats?
Yeah, in the pub up here, and that, what that bloke has got up here now.
Whose fair was that then?
Thurston? It might be some of Thurston's, but they used to have a little one match there, a stall or two.
But how many people would go to that then?
There were several around because the pub was there.
yeah, because of the pubs.
Yeah.
Was that all the social life was centred around the pubs, was it, after work?
Yeah, they used to go to the pubs, daytime toy the horses out there, people did, years ago, never point, all the cart and taters.
Uh-huh. But that would be with a tumbrel car, wouldn't
it? Well, see, since they built this bridge in 1962, well, the road used to run by here, and round their old toll house.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah?
Yeah, and then you used to put the skids on the carts and wagons, you know, they'd shove the horses down the hill.
Would they?
They got an iron thing and they put that again in the wheel and that used to slow it down.
And that was the way they got down the bank?
Yeah, so we done it. We done it.
And then how many horses would you have on a wagon?
3 on a wagon. 3 ton of time. Wagon down that way when we were down that way. Take my paddles away near.
And then they put them straight onto the train?
In the trucks, yeah. Cellar and everything. Pigs used to go and everything.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. And it rested. Brilliant, weren't it? See, there's all the people about here and me, what, no more. Plus, what's happened, I see. I've been here, let's see, away 60 years, see, you see. Then I left school out of woods, just out of woods. I've been on all these here grounds here.
Well, tell us about the moving house.
Oh, the moving house.
Tell us a bit about that, because when did you go to Southery FM?
Wait a minute. We got to go to the first place. I got to go round them. What happened, Ina?
Yep.
Well, I was born against Shippy Hill. 1912, 10th of September, and I can't think where we went out of that. We must have went to Barton Mills, because 1916, I had my tonsils out. There were 14 I had them out that day, and I was done a tum on the table like that. And they were resting in Millwall Hospital, other lot. Then when I woke up, I was in bed, and I'd got my father's watch in my hand. So they give me that to play with. And then the house got a fire, thatched house. Well, we had to get out, you know. Well, I can't find the photograph.
Did it burn down completely,
all the old bikes stood outside, because that took another war, you know. And, I don't know where we went away from there, because we must have went back again. Because I went to Norwich, along the Norwich Road, in a pony cart with my grandpa, and I was about 5. So that couldn't have got burned down till the next year. Then we went into West Road Fen, and the Zeppelins dropped the bombs where we lived, across here.
Wow, that was an excitement.
Yeah, but before that, we must have went to Sudbury Fen, mm-hmm. where we got flooded out.
Well, tell us about the night you were flooded out.
Oh dear.
What did your mum do?
Turned the table upside down, bigger than that, you know, because there was only me and my brother born then, but we had a big table, and it got sides on, you know, so she turned it upside down, and we sat in it, me and my brother Stanmott just died. He was about 4 or 5 months old, and I was 2 years and some odd. And the bank broke, and it blew it out the bottom. Right, nearly again the house.
Was this the 47 floods?
No, 1915.
1915?
Yes. That was in Sudbury Fen.
Yeah.
But you've got to go down Redmond and go over the river to get to the house ain't there now. But they built a new bridge down there when we used to live down Redmond when we flipped the prickle of 60. I remember that, because I lived down there. But I can't remember living in the flood.
So it broke at the bottom, did it?
That blew out the bottom.
What they say is they had peat, they didn't...
They filled barges up with clunk, clay stuff, and that washed that through.
Yeah.
But you still see the place, but that never busted anymore. The father just got off a bit, but blew out.
They put clay down into the core, didn't they, eventually?
Padded
it differently, didn't they, I think?
See, I wasn't old enough to remember that, you see.
No. You remember the 47 floods?
Oh, I was up here working. Took the side off the bridge and chucked the clay in the barges. Then we had to go around that other corner down here and chuck it out of the barges onto the bank to stop the water from going through. Yeah.
Did it breach the banks here?
No, I don't. I was up here one day and my boss come up here, the manager of the farm, and he told me to clear up on if anything happened, let the pigs and everything out. Because I got pigs then, looking after pigs.
Yeah.
Or sables, if you like. Yeah. I had 60.
So they had a human chain, the sandbags and so on, and the farmers, Mr. Rice was.
You said walk the bank with a lawyer, the stable lantern they call them, you know.
Yeah, I know that one.
I got one, I got away from there. David got me there, because we'd lost ours. I mean, you want these old things fastened up. And where is it? I walked the bank all in that old clay. What a hard work. But not such as us, what got stuck.
Yeah.
You see, you've got to stop there with them. And then if that bank broke, they'd all fly up the high ground and stand on there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, let them out.
I mean, like Ship Hill Farm, that's a hill up there. Well, say that broke that side, you see, they go up the hill. Well, that wouldn't go up there so high, that'd be blinking high and deep, wouldn't it? But it was a mess over Sudbury Fen, though. Father took the gates off the fields and then the hens sat on them, floating about.
What?
Yeah.
Took them right off.
And the water's all in the house, up the wall, everything was spoilt. Well, look, I burnt the table 20 years ago, what were you saying?
Really?
Because we couldn't get in that blooming house where we are now, so we had to burn that.
Who came to rescue you? Was it a boat?
Oh, yeah, another man, a 15 rowed a boat over and got us out. How we got over there, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Mother never said a lot about it. But he rowed it over and it washed through. But he got over the other side somehow. Then we got coming. We went in the pub and lived in there till they drained the water off.
Did that affect the land?
Well, I don't know. You know, nobody said no much, I don't think. They drained it all off. because I reckon that engine, what they've got here, come out that pumping engine there at Southery.
The one from...
I don't know, I ain't sure, I ain't ask them.
Yeah, you'll have to ask Bun about that, won't you?
Yeah, because they got an engine from Southery.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the second one, the one
that they're listening. See that? That bloke what drove that, one this side and one yon side. Mm. I know the names of the men and all them years ago. That's 60-something years ago, the one was named Frost, and I'll tell you the other one in a minute. What was the other side? Cool. Because they come down here. My uncle married one of the daughters, what used to live at Putney years ago, they're all dead now, bar one. Father's. See, my father's been 102, I think. Mm-hmm. Mother's been 92 this month. Mm-hmm. She'd been 92 the 14th. And my father's 11 year old now.
Did you live in Hyams houses mostly when you were working for Hyams?
Down Redmer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Luddens. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and then down there against Salisbury. You have been to Kenny Hill, them tall trees, but we lived down the other side. Mm-hmm. And then, some of the houses, there's two or three there, what we were in, they all pulled down. I can't remember when we were going down to that air one where they put the water first down. Because we went to Kenny Hill School and then we come away from there and then we went to Rob's farm where, you know, Bertie Bonnet died there, didn't he? Maurice and brother what lived up there now. Well, he lived in the house where my brother Claude was born. I think he'll be what? He born 1917. How much will he be in April? He born 1917.
Five, aren't we?
69, 68.
Yeah, that's about
it. Is that right, 68? That's 68 years ago since we lived there.
You're good at numbers, Dibby. Yeah, well,
I remember we were
plucking
apples and I got wrong. I wasn't very old, but we was up the tree there and we got wrong for eating on. Said he put them in the baskets.
Ah.
We weren't. I don't know how old, if 1917, I'm for you. I think he'll be what would he be this April? Born 1917, this 1985.
Yeah, 68.
68? Yeah, he was on the golf course, I know you were sitting here. He worked on here several years on the golf course, look out of that. My brother, the third one.
So, how many brothers did you have?
Tommy and Tom, Stan and Claude and me. And my sister lived just here.
And one sister. So it's quite a big family.
Yes, five of us, children. She lived here, my sister, just here. In the club here.
Yeah.
She ain't well, is she?
Not too good, is she?
No. No.
Tell us about Tommy's accident lately. What happened to him when he was going to work?
Oh, when they go to work last year, wasn't it? Yeah, they got picked up here at 7-ish, right. 5 to 7, and then they were going down here, and they stopped to pick another man up, down again that big mill, if you've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the American hook with a mini come up there behind and hit him.
Really?
Hit the back wall where he sat. Instead of him going towards the driver, he come back onto the door what he hit. And that hit here. And he went up there, AF, and that. He never got a halfpenny.
Didn't he?
He went there and they x-rayed it and they went nothing broke. But he's the only one that got hurt. If the driver had got his belt or perhaps he'd have got a stinger.
Yeah.
He'd have went.
Yeah, he'd gone through the screen.
Yeah, but that. When. See a little old mini come out, Yank sergeant in it, dark blue, whatever the big. And knocked the doors off it, and he never got a scratch.
Must have had his seatbelt on.
Must have had.
Do you remember the first tractors coming to Prickwiller then?
Well, they had no overtime down here. When I was an old boy, when I went in there. And this here bloke's grandfather used to look out of that here. What do you call him? Alec Bunn. Mm-hmm. His grandfather, Matthew Gathercole. Mm-hmm. He used to do that up. They said they're for grinding corn. That's the first one I ever see. Overtime, they were called.
Yeah. And was that self-propelling? Would it drive itself along, or was it like a stationary engine?
I don't know. I believe you could, but I always stood in the same place with a belt and grind the corn for the pig.
Yeah.
Wheat and barley.
So what was the first tractor used around here then on the fields? Would that be a Ford?
An old spud one.
Yeah.
What keep them and my brother-in-law, they got them, well, like you see, 1934, where my grandfather's standing in the ground with the boy, and they got spuds on them.
Would that be a Ford?
Yeah, well, I was down there then, but I see them go on them. I said, well, I remember with the spuds on. But we weren't allowed to touch them.
Weren't you?
No, we weren't allowed to go on them. There was blokes of purpose on them on the farm.
What did the horse keepers reckon to these tractors then?
Well, they got the horses in the spinning taters and melding celery up with the butterflies. Yeah.
They didn't see the danger, perhaps, because you cared both for a bit. Was that it? They didn't feel it as a danger.
No, not at first. There were two men, you see. They had one on the track and one on the binder. That's all there were. Yeah, the old binders them days. Then the reapers. That's when I first see them with the spuds on. He got the photographs up there. He's going to give me one. I ain't been up there lately, so I ain't got it. That's handy, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's the first ones I've seen. Then they had them old bulldog tractors. You start that with a blow lamp.
Really?
Yeah, the bloke has just died what had that, and about 70 something years. He just died, name of
so picture. You heat the plug, don't you?
Well, you heat something on it.
Yeah.
They call him Blowy. You tell the fish off it, he took it over once. Now he's dead now, I think. I think that's the one. They call him Blowy.
Then they had ones that you started with a cartridge in the side, didn't you?
Yeah, and then the brother had one down there. Live up eating there. He had one down there. Started with a wheel on the side.
Right.
Take the steering wheel off and start it with that.
Ha!
Yeah, John Deere.
What John Deere was that?
Yeah.
And with that had the two little wheels out the front, didn't it?
Yeah,
the two,
yeah.
Then
yeah,
the two big
yeah,
ones,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the sort.
Yeah. That was... That's the first ones I see with the spuds on the wheels, to get a grip. Now they got them big old things now, you know, whoa, dear. I've been on track, our little old Fergie, what I used to have on the farm, carting taters, when they're taking them up there at the ground.
Who was the last person around here then to use horses on the land?
Well, they still use them down here.
Do they?
Ambrose. I think they do, they did other year larger. Well, they ain't in them. Yes, they still use them, I believe. I think that I sure of it. Might be at Stuntney. That's the last ones I see. See them a cart and the corn. You know, the sheaves.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the last man I see down here. That's I don't know how long it is ago, but I ain't seen none lately. Now, well, they might be about, might they? On, you know, a bit of the country, because some people, you've got them. They have play on matches, don't you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have a drink.
Because all them gyps could play. My brother could do anything. He worked on roses, didn't he, Margot? Do anything with a tractor, draw a tape roll there with a tractor. Good luck of gun barrel they were. He could.
Really? That's great.
Horses and all, he could do anything. That one went up Ely. He got it in him.
Yeah, he got the eye.
Yeah. You got to have a back mark when you go down and say you're going across this ground with a plough. You go down yon in and stick a mark up, and that one that's in and step away from that dyke. So if that's 50 yards of that stick, you go yon in and step 50 yards.
Right.
Then you'd have a back mark. You got to have a back mark, then you'd go anywhere.
Where would the back mark be then?
Well, you've got to look at something at the back of that stick, what you stuck up.
Right.
Yeah, and if you didn't have a back mark, you'd be straight across somewhere else.
Yeah, be all zigzag.
Yeah.
Then once you put the first furrow down...
Yeah, you're all right, then you'd come back and split it up, and then you'd go round again and put it back in, it'd be more like a heap.
Yeah, so you'd mould one against
the
other.
Yeah, then you'd go and set another wretch up. See, that's how they done it, and then you'd go... you used to draw me up for tractors. Because you get up a bit with a couple, you've got to look between the two horses, you'd never stick on that horse's mouth, more on that side's mouth.
Yeah, and that would be a guide.
Yeah, no, that's to keep the horses apart.
Right.
The other hedges would be getting you about to see.
That'd be a horse tree or a whipple tree, would it?
Well, you'd have a willow stick like that.
Oh, I'm with you, yeah.
Yeah, I better think of that. Anything.
Yeah, just to keep them apart.
Or something. Then you'd keep them apart. Then if you had three horses on a plough, you'd have a hang boy horse, that walk in the furrow.
Yeah.
Then you'd have a false line back onto the horse trees.
Yeah.
Stop that from going in front. Yeah. Do that, go in front, and you'd be all over.
Yeah. And how many furrows would these ploughs have?
One at a time, three horses, fairly deep. But that.
Deep digger, yeah.
Yeah, three horses on a plough. That's all right. That was lovely going to plough acre a day.
An acre a day.
You only take a little bit like
yeah,
that, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That way, you know, cut that boy. Then you've got the hake, you get older. Hey, you like the hake at the front? I've got a pin in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, when you've got an hake at harvest tail, you leave off. Harvest tail, you leave off the horses.
Then you take them back?
Then up the stable and unyoke them. Let them have some water and then put them in the stable and feed them.
Did you brush them down at all?
Yeah, mornings.
And curry mornings.
Curry comb and brush. Yeah. Yeah. On sin 50, four horses in that yard up there. At the station.
That's a lot of horses.
Well, you get three on that wagon, everybody with carton on there, soy's horns, there were clerks there, and, well, everybody got horses.
Where would they get the horses from then? Would they breed them themselves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you have a stallion man come round?
Yeah. Come from the world.
We haven't got a graveyard in Prickwillow. Did you ever follow the funerals up to Ely?
Yeah.
And so on? Well, you walked, did you? Did just the hearse go
I went to Farmers and... Mm. You see, well, they had the wagons and horses when they did years ago. Three horses on a wagon with a coffin in the wagon. You see? Them days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go up little port up there, and then, that's different now. That's all drink and feeding when you, there weren't nothing like, well, I can't remember that. When I was 21 or two,
mm-hmm.
when my father died, and I remember him lying there in the bed when they called me home, and he hauled me up to get the horse in the stable, and when we got to work on the land, he died. And he lay there, and Mother said, he's dead, ain't he? I said, I reckon so. I didn't know, did I?
No.
You wouldn't think them days like with you now.
No.
Well, did they have a little service in the church, and then go to the chapel?
Yeah, in Littleport. Yes. And then the mother's wife, she went to her and old Jack's, and went to the sanatorium. Then these other ones, the locals, what, we just go in the church, then you go home, don't you? I mean, that's nothing to do with us, the local. That other people don't really, you can do, I just say. But I never didn't do that, I'm business. But years ago we didn't go to nothing on your own relations. And that's a long while ago when we went that one. Yeah. We've come away from there, because King's daughter's 48, so that's, when I went down there, it's 48 years ago when I slid down there.
You got a good memory for dates.
Yeah, I remember all what I've done ever since I left school. And before that, I've done some funny things.
Tell us some of the funny things.
Yeah, I done. Down there, pointing on from work, with 100 weight of tails on my back, went there to Padnell.
On a bike?
Yeah, got on my shoulders and biked on with it. Mile. If I dropped it, I'd got to pay for it.
Really?
Before I got to the gate, the railway gate, so I had to drop it there, go through the hand gate. Get off your bike, you got to let it go. Don't let it go off there no more. Then I crawled underneath the train, and that started chucking the trucks near the paddle with my bike.
What?
That just missed my bike wheel. That's a funny thing.
Well, did you do that for a bet, or was that
I was late, and the train stood still over the gateway. So I crawled underneath, not the railway carried on top of the trucks.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't hear the railway carried because they're too close. Yeah.
Did your mum say to that? Did she hear about that?
She did. Oh dear, we got wrong. We just get a thrashing. New funny things, yeah. Yeah. Then we lived here. We come away from Padmore, around to Bedford first. Then they built these here, and then we got one of them. Then we had to get out there. There were seven of us. Well, they weren't wrong. You see, you there.
In the very early days, they had very big families in there. But
look at the Martins. Down in that house down there. I written a 9 or 10 on them. Jack, Owie, and Dolly. That's right, three. Reggie's uncle and aunt.
Yes, Reggie would be a good person to talk to, really, wouldn't he?
Because he's 43. Mm-hmm. He's born down there. I just spoke to him out there. Yeah, because his mother had asthma, you see. And he's got it, ain't he? Yeah. Years. Years ago, the old bus sale, what we had. You sat shove it up the little bridge and that. You didn't shove it.
What?
Yeah. Doing old rough old roads then, they weren't like they are today.
It was hard work getting a lift on a bus then, wasn't it?
Couldn't get up the blickin' hill.
Well, they knew you were strong, so they made you get out first, I think.
What's name? Husband used to drive it. Gathercole. Live up the avenue. Old lady there. Because he was a lot older than what she were. Yeah, he drove the bus, did he? Yeah, he drove the bus, old Ernie Edwards. He had a... he used to run a taxi down at Pratt Farm. He used to run a taxi Thursdays, Saturdays, sixpence. Sixpence up and sixpence back. And the bloke come down to test him. Wave him down there. With this here bloke got 32 horsepower taxi. Could have taken several in.
Did he pass his test?
There weren't no tests, you know. And he come down to test the car, you see. So he said, right, they got loaded in, off they went, and they come up there, up this hill and over the bridge here. He said, don't you change? Yeah, he said, what do you mean change? He started off and kept going. Never changed gears. That was a big...
All in one.
Keep going. He said, what do you mean change?
How many people would this taxi take then?
3 or 4, 5 or 6, like that there. Then old Miss Leonard, she had one. They had taxis. They'd run you anywhere, hospitals anywhere then.
Were these Model T? Ford Model T?
No, it was years ago. I'm talking about years ago. I don't know what sort of world.
What car did you have, did you?
I had a horse in 7, 1927.
Mm-hmm. Little one?
Yeah. I had that. I'd give £45 for it when I lived down there. If that conked out anywhere and you got a tinkering about there and you, because that war starting on, I could shove it off myself and then jump in.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I've done that.
How,
and I could lift it over and topple it over, them days. I could topple it over.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Lift it up and change the wheels. Bloke used to. Down there.
No need for a jack. Because
what's name tyres would fit that old motorbikes.
Would they?
Yeah, I was like, that. Go any through the slub across these grounds. Yeah. Even had a share in it with Litlands. Went and picked it up.
In an Austin 7?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where did that go then, in the back seat?
Yeah, in the back. Yeah. Yeah, that was blue, huh? Bloke, because a bloke, only, that's only the other, well, I bet last year when he asked me if I still got it, because he said that'd make £3,000 or £4,000. I said, well, I sold for 10. I had it away from some, and a bloke away from some come and got it.
How far did you take it? How far did you go? Barton Mills, you've got relations in Barton Mills.
Yeah, I went to have a test in it.
Did you ever go to the seaside?
No. First I went was Barry. Mm-hmm. Barry Margaret. Yeah,
That's a long way home to push it if you go to the seaside.
Yeah, they used to take us up to the football match and challenge it. 3 or 4 hours. had the old policeman in, he'd weighed 20 stone, old Bailey. He said, where's your license? I said, he ain't got one.
And you got the policeman in, wouldn't you?
Well, he knew I ain't got no license. Dead now, I believe. He used to be here. Good swimmer. He weighed 20 stone, he got a good, he was a tall with it. Yeah. They hit it up once, up Adelaide pub.
Did they?
And he went on. When I found it, I was in Elder Butch. Down there, because there used to be a lot of Elder Butchers up again, that old Queen pub, before them elders were built, before the new pub were built, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and then Harold up in here, they put in the veranda here, in this pub, because there used to be a veranda and a doctor surgery here.
Right.
Doctor used to come down there and sit in there, in this pub here, said he'd gone up Ely. There used to be a veranda there with pools, stick up again there.
That weren't very private for a doctor's surgery, was it, in a pub?
Well, that was again the pub, and then they made the, so they had that for a...
Was that the wagon?
Put the beer in, yeah. Put the beer in Hartwood, you know. Put the barrels in, if you like, because that was all barrel beer them days.
Well, then you had to go to Ely to the doctor after that, did you?
Yeah. Well, someone had him, I wasn't old enough. Remember that. I remember it being there. Then they... Well, he used to go, we had old Davis. He's come down there with an old car and he'd have his bike on the back. If he couldn't, the car used to bite the bit. Old Davis, the doctor.
Sounds like a good doctor.
He were, yeah. He were a good one with me. I've been here to watch my lawyer.
And yeah?
Yeah, I stuck a bit of straw in my arm here in 1943. And he said, you're sprained it. When I went in the week with it, because that swelled up, you see, and he painted the iodine. Then I went up there to Saturday, let him have a look at it, and he wrote a letter out, and I had good Addenbrookes. Have it operated on. He said, come, they said, come back Monday. Come back Monday. I said, all right. Well, we did have the ambulance.
And that was a bit of straw in your arm, was it?
Yeah. Well, that went in there, and then that muscle blew up. Well, they said I'd sprain it, you see, and he wrote this letter out, and I went in there. And
so you got it wrong,
I went
you?
There on my own. Well, they said... I said, shall I catch my bus back 20 hours before? They said, yeah. Because I done wrong when I got there. Everybody else kept having a cup of tea and a bun. I went.